Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my slaughterhouse. Welcome to my slaughterhouse. Welcome to my slaughterhouse. Welcome to my slaughterhouse.
Last name God, first name Black. Lyrics so sad you feel compelled to hit reverse playback. I disperse lame rap, go berserk, plain flat. Swinging my sword if you don't wanna get hurt, stay back. I ain't a slave to a label, I love being free, being me. So I guess you never seeing me on TV. Receive a hip hop award on BET. Instead, see me as savior, stay with other believers. Be tired of hearing rappers rapping about they got major cash. Cause all that money that you got ain't gonna save your ass. From the shock of the hour, homie, that's a fact. You gon' regret every word in that crap you rap. Truth is why you walking with a limp like you're cold. A lot of you are broke, getting pimped by a Jew. Modern day good fella, I'm Bobby De Niro.
That's right.
Elijah is the Don, Farrakhan is my hero.
That's right.
The Fed said he watching me close, but I don't study them. Looking for hypocrites in the mob so I can bloody them. Stomping with my hard bottom Stacey's like I'm Joe Pesci. Catch him in the streets, cause in the monster captain won't let me.
Welcome to my slaughterhouse.
See me as I put your devils.
P13
is on another level. My tongue is like a butcher knife, I tell ya.
Welcome to my slaughterhouse.
It's P13, you can't see me like an abstract photo. With your skinny jeans sagging, showing your ass crack, homo. Your jeans so tight, you must have small testicles. Skinny jeans ain't gangster, you're looking transsexual. And now I see Lil Wayne wearing leggings. Get him lipstick, a person, a tiara to fit his head in. Drake can flow, but he be acting too feminine.
That's right.
It ain't hard to tell Lil Wayne bending.
Who has been your favorite artist to work with and why?
Wayne is my favorite person to work with, though, because it's just, Lil Wayne, he's just too good.
You gotta give Wayne the love.
Just too good.
Drake,
just
thank
too good.
You
yeah.
so much.
Jay-Z is part of a satanic cult, very crazy. I guess Beyonce giving birth to Rosemary's baby. She needs to tell Sasha Fierce to sit her ass down. And Rihanna's like a blunt that gets passed round. Nicki Minaj is of the greatest stylist, whacking in fact. Without the Botox injections, you probably flat in the back. Kanye, all I can say is I'm disappointed. You let the devil turn you out, now you Satan's anointed. You used to be the MC that Jesus walked with. You used to talk truth in your raps, now you only talk shit.
Come on,
with Khalifa, I wanna take a bat and bust your brain. Cause you're misrepresenting with a Muslim name. Either change the name or come right in exact, it's true. Black and yellow, I'm ready to beat you till you black and blue. I'm throwing stones while I'm living in a glass house. A law bulletproof my glass so it can't be smashed out. See me as I put your devils. P13 is on another level. My tongue is like a butcher knife, I tell ya.
Welcome to my slaughterhouse.
All these fake garbage rappers gon' stay hating. I knock them out like Fight Night, but this ain't PlayStation. It's not a game, partner, I'm coming real with it. Problem 13 is on the scene, you gotta deal with it. Jesus, the satanic coast of interhuman sacrifice. I wonder what really happened with your nephew and Kathy White.
Damn.
Who's this dude, P13? He got hella nerve.
Hella nerve.
I'm a Farrakhan disciple, I ain't never stirred. And I don't care about you putting me on some death list. Anyone mess with me, got to have a death wish. Your arms too short to box with God. I'm back for Allah, mighty God for all. So you better be careful, homie, what you decide to do with me. A wrong move and Beyonce will be doing your eulogy. This goes for Lil Wayne, little satanic gay self too. Step to me and you won't find a soul on earth to help you. Not cause of me, but the God that defends me. Will pay you back quick if you decide to come against me. Who got more power, your Lucifer or my Allah? Well, let's see. Come against me, homie. Try to go.
Welcome to the slaughterhouse.
Problem13.net.
Assalamu alaikum, family. How are you?
Assalamu.
All right, well, welcome to Young, Gifted, and Black. This is our third show, and I am so honored to have Brother Arvin Muhammad with us from Chicago, Illinois. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Assalamu
Well, Lake of Salaam.
All right, Brother Arvins, you put this show together, so tell me who's all on the line.
Well, today we got from Houston, Texas, the one and only great singer with us today. We got Akilah Nahonda, and that's from Houston, Texas. She's an excellent singer. She has an excellent song out called Good Girls that she'll feature today for us all to listen to. So I want to thank everybody.
That's the same sister that did things that an MGT might say.
Yes, that's the same sister, yes.
I remember when she was a baby, oh my goodness. Oh, praise the people, okay.
Yeah, that's a black sister. Uh-huh. We're going to bring up first. Second, we'll go to none other than the one and only Gat Turner from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Gat Turner is online with us today.
Oh, I heard a lot about him.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And who else?
And lastly, we got a returning artist from Chicago, Illinois, to the show. We got Dawee Jamil. He's featuring his other brand new song today called Today It's Crazy.
Okay, all right. All praises due to Allah. Well, for those of you who are here for the first time, this is our third show of Young, Gifted, and Black. And I think the first two shows, I hosted, and I had kind of put a petition out there to anybody who was interested in hosting the show can really come over and just do their thing. And so, Brother Arvins, I am honored tonight to hand my baton over to you, my dear brother, and let
yes,
you run with this thing. So all praise is due to Allah. May Allah bless you and all your endeavors on this show and hosting. I'm right here in the wings, but this is what I do this for, in order to give others an opportunity to grow. So take it away, Brother Arvins.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. My name is Arvins Muhammad. I'm your host for tonight. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. All right. Tonight's show, we got a sponsor for tonight's show, the Salaam Restaurant, 706 West 79th Street, Chicago, Illinois. Their phone number is 773-324-6005. That's a luxury restaurant in the black community, $5 million establishment. You know, it's a very big thing in the black community in Chicago. Not too many black communities have nice places like that. You usually have to go to resorts to, you know, experience something like that. So that's something. Much love to the Honorable Miss Louis Park Foundation of Islam for making that happen in the black community. All right. So first we're going to bring up the one and only Akilah Nahonda. Akilah Nahonda, are you online?
Yes, sir, I am.
Assalamu alaikum, sis.
Wa alaikum salam.
I want to thank you for tuning in tonight and thank everyone else for tuning in. All right.
You.
Now you have a song out called Good Girl. And before we play that song, I want to just ask you a few questions about yourself and the song, and I want you to introduce yourself to all the listeners out there.
Okay. You want me to introduce myself right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I am Nahonda. I am 21 years old. I am a up-and-coming artist. I do R&B and hip-hop, and I'm pretty much the focus is to really put out positive music with a message, but music that you can also dance to and have a good time to, and a message that is general enough for everyone to be able to understand, because I feel that that's all we, you know, really that's all that's missing in the industry. And so I just feel like since there is a need, you know, and God blessed me with a talent, then, you know, I decided to go ahead and use that talent to help show other people that they can also put out positive music without, you know, really compromising themselves and who they are. So I'm from Houston, Texas, and I recently graduated from Howard University in Washington, D.C. with a film degree. And so thank you. So I'm going to use that degree to help with different productions like music videos and whatever it needs to be. So that's what I'm doing at this time. Also, as far as Good Girls, the song is from my mixtape that I just released called Nahonda the Best Part, and that's the single that from that mixtape that I decided to put out to show you know, a variety of my music, because the other song that I have put out recently, well, last year, well, actually, probably 2011, was Best in the World, and that is also on this mixtape. I decided to add it, even though it's a little older, and that's a video I have a music video for, and but Good Girls is basically to show the world that, you know, the whole, you know, Good Girls Gone Bad movement should be kind of flipped, because good girls have always been in style, period. You know, sisters who try to do the right thing, and it doesn't mean that you are self-righteous. It just means that you are striving to be a good person. And so I decided that that's something, that's a message that I wanted to be portrayed more so than being a bad, you know, a bad person or a bad girl. So I felt it was a need for that, and I wanted young girls to be able to dance to music that had a good message, you know, so I decided I was going to supply that. So that's what Good Girls is truly about. And it has a really cool beat. I got it from ASAP Rocky, his song Cashing Out. I love the beat, so I just decided to use that beat and put a different spin to it.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. And from me personally, I just want to thank you for your mixtape and especially your song Good Girls. When I heard it on the internet, I was so happy because it's so clear, it's so fresh, it's not boring at all. And your lyrics are not boring, but your lyrics are on such a high level. And I think you're an excellent example for all the youth out there on, you know, what to do with your talent. You don't have to follow the radio and cuss and talk about money and how hard you are and all this other things that we hear on the radio. So I'm going to play your song real quick and let
thank
everybody
you.
Listen to it. All right, everybody listen up. This is called Good Girls from Akilah and Honda. Listen up.
We good girls. Oh, yes, we good girls. We good girls. Always stay the clean man. No nice drama. We just ride the bus. We talk that talk, so we love to walk it. We coming up, so don't try to fight it.
I got big life vision, arena at Wembley. That means I'm doing all the winning. And I'm on a righteous mission. Nobody can stop me. Just grab a camcorder, set recording on and watch me. I was a film major. I can teach you things. I was university. All years had my brain, it wasn't safe. We good girls, always stay the clean man. Don't like drama, we just rise above it. We talk that talk, so we love to walk it. We coming up, so don't try to fight it. Gotta watch up on my wrist, boy, I'm timing you. That's my myth, to learn my name, I'm not your boo. Alright, thumbs up, who's really nice to meet ya. Got things to do.
That was Akilah and Honda, everybody, from Houston, Texas, called Good Girls, Good Girls. So a couple more questions I want to ask you. More about yourself, more about your direction. Like, how long have you been making music, and what actually started you to make music? What made you want to make music?
Well, I've been singing since I was really, really little, but, you know, just playing around. But I went to performing arts middle school and performing arts high school. But both of those schools, I did theater. And even for my high school, I did musical theater. And so I've always been, you know, doing music. However, I decided to get serious with it about junior year in college because I realized that music is such a powerful tool. And even though film and, you know, portraying, you know, all these different pictures on TV and movies, even though that's also very impactful, I feel like music is very, very universal. And so I decided about junior year at Howard that I would take this as a career and really start to get serious with it because I felt like music could really help change a lot of things. Music has always been a tool to change the mindset of people since, right, you know, forever. You know, it's always been used as a tool. So, I mean, it's in the beginning of time, you know, and so before film or before, you know, any of those other things. So I decided I would, you know, really get serious with it. And, yeah, so I started a while ago, but I got serious junior year of college.
That's good. That's real good. So have anybody been checking for your mixtape a lot? I know that song is pretty hot, and I haven't heard too many remixes of that actual song.
Well, there's people who are saying that their sons, their little boys, are going around the house singing with Good Girls. They were asking me, like, can you do a boy version? Because I don't really want my sons Good Girls, so they are
right.
Boys, you know. So, you know, I have had those requests, you know, to make a song that's directed to boys. However, you know, I haven't really heard any different remixes or anything, but I've heard a lot of good reviews about how good the beats are that I chose to use, and a lot of them are already industry beats, and so. A lot of the beats that are used on my mixtape are beats that you can dance to because, you know, I feel like as a young person, yes, I enjoy slow songs. I have a slow song on my mixtape called Just Listen. However, I think that, you know, the really hype beats are, you know, really showing the personality of a youth, you know, and so, yeah, those are the type of songs that I tend to lean towards. So
that's good. That's real good. So right now I'm gonna go to everybody that's online and ask for some feedback on the song. What y'all think about the song y'all just heard?
Are you talking to us, Bella?
Yeah, anybody. Feedback on the song.
Well, I like that song for a number of reasons, because just so happened my daughter has a mentoring program called Good Girls Incorporated in Houston, Texas. So, of course, I like it for that. And I like it because, you know, she's a young, very talented, very articulate young lady who is standing on her square in Islam and is producing good quality music. And not to mention that I can be over here crip walking to the song too. So that's my little well kept secret.
All right, that's the stuff. That's the stuff. So anybody else? Anybody see that?
Oh yeah. Well, I come like
Islam. Who's this? Who's this?
This brother Dawid, man, from Chicago, man. Man, what's going on, y'all? Hey, sis, the song was definitely what's up, you know what I'm saying? Like, because very seldomly do we get to hear, just like you said, that side of what music has to offer, because everything is just so filthy, man, you know? So it's like when you get to hear things like that, it's a breath of fresh air to let you know that
right,
there are good girls out here. You know what I'm saying? Because like most people don't even believe that. You know,
right.
So to be able to hear that and to know that there's a mindset out there, you know, it's definitely, you know, it's that clean glass of water. You know,
exactly.
It's that clean glass of water that people don't even know it's out there. So you don't drink from it because you don't hear it. You don't know it's there. You know what I'm saying? So, but when you get somebody like Sister who brings to the forefront where he is that clean glass of water, you know what I'm saying? Like, a clean glass of water tastes better than a dirty glass all day long, you know?
Exactly.
All praise is just to Allah. That's all I can say is God is great, because, you know, he really is the person. Of course, God gave me that idea to truly do this, and he gets all the praises. Thank you all so much for your comments.
You're welcome,
sir. That's a blessing right there. So you got anything else new coming out soon, or any more hits that's on the exact same mixtape that anybody can look out for?
Well, I'm right now I'm just going to finish pushing this mixtape and make sure a lot of people get it. So far, it's about 1,000 downloads, which is really great considering I only released it a few weeks ago. So, I have some people are starting to send me different beats, and there's this one beat that's amazing that I might record too soon and put that out as a single, because the beat is just awesome. So there will be things soon. I'm looking to do a showcase in March, God willing. And so, you know, like a mini concert, you know, / fundraiser. So inshallah, that will be done as well. So I'm looking forward to the future with this music.
Now, every year there's a big convention held in Chicago or wherever else it may be in February, Saviors Day, and they always have concerts or big artists to come through and everything and perform or show some love or what have you. So have you ever thought about performing at Saviors Day, or have you performed, or what are your thoughts?
I actually performed at Saving Day last year with my sister Nayula. She was on my song Best in the World, and we performed at one of the workshops. And hopefully, Brother Arvin, you can, you know, put in a good word for me so I can perform again, you know, this Saviors Day. That would be great. I really would like to perform again, because Saviors Day is such a, you know, high energy.
Right.
So I really want to do that, because it's a good amount of people as well in the audience, and so it's going to help me to get practice with performing in front of really large crowds and stuff.
I will, and
I'll be able to perform again. I'll have to talk to some people, though, I'm sure.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the plug. I know a lot of people are really looking for the young artists in the nation in particular to see what they have, because everyone's always pushed in talking about they want to see the youth do something and do something positive. So that's why I say I think you're a real good example of all the youth, wherever they are in the world, because the youth don't really have too much of a good example. You know, they got to look at TV and radio, you know what I mean? And there's not good examples at all, especially what they hear in the music of today. So I want to really thank you for that. So what can everybody find your music at?
You can go on, it's a free download. If you go on www.mehanda, that's spelled mehanda.bandcamp.com. So mehanda.bandcamp.com. Mehan as in Nancy, D as in dog, A, dot band camp. Band like, you know, you play in a marching band. .com.
Okay, great. I want to thank you so much for being on the show. And also I want to ask you to stay tuned, because we got a couple other artists from the nation that I think you would like to hear, because you're so talented yourself.
Thank you so much for having me. It's really an honor.
Yes, ma'am. So right now we're going to go to Milwaukee to Gat Turner. Gat Turner, you on the line? Gat Turner out of Milwaukee. Unmute your phone. Okay, Gat Turner out of Milwaukee. All right, we're going to go straight to Chicago then. Striller the God. Dawi Jamil.
Yes, sir, brother. How you feel, man?
Good. How you feel, bro?
Man, I'm cool. I'm down here at the studio. You know where I live at.
Oh, yeah. Everybody at the studio, give everybody my love for me, man.
Man, I'm upstairs right now, the KX and then downstairs. But I'm definitely going to spread the word.
All right. So your new song that you have out entitled Today It's Crazy. What can you say about that? What inspired you to write a song about something like that?
All the killings and violence here in Chicago, you know, like it was during. I wrote it last summer, like at the beginning of the summer. It was something like 50 something murders in the weekend, you know. It was 50 shootings, like over 50 something people got shot that weekend, and it was like 35 of them died. And that was the one weekend in the beginning of the summer. And I had knew, like, you know, about me being here, born and raised in Chicago, I knew it's gonna get worse. You know, I'm like, this is just the beginning of it. And so, 10-6, Brother Timothy Six produced the track, and when I first heard the track, I didn't know what the subject matter or anything. I didn't know what to do to it, and so I was thinking on that, and I was like, man, it's crazy out here today. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, I'm like, man, you know, it's really, really, really crazy. You know what I'm saying? And then it sparked it. The today is crazy, and then one day I was like, before I even had the rhymes, I came up with the hook first. I was driving down Lakeshore Drive, and I came up with the hook, you know, because I was trying to come up with a pattern of how I was going to rap to it, but I didn't have any words yet. And so, but when the hook hit, I was just like, today is crazy. And
right.
I'm like, okay, that's it. I'm like, and then I'm going to rap about, look at my man. He's right there, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, I'm going to rap about how it is, you know, how our mindset as a people is here in Chicago, or how we just, like, so murderous and this, that, and the other, man. So, yeah, that was the inspiration for that, just reflecting on the reality of the violence here in Chicago.
Alright, that's what's up, man. And I definitely feel you on that, me being born and raised from Chicago myself. A few weeks ago, I was going to a funeral of a friend that lost someone. And on my way to the funeral, the police had a whole city blocked off with red and yellow tape, with a dead body in the middle of the street covered in a white sheet all shot up. And I most definitely didn't expect to see that. So it's definitely bad right now in Chicago. And a lot of things are going on, and I think you a good inspiration, man, to as a message in music, to tell people to slow down a little bit. You know, you ain't got to do it all. It's plenty of other ways to settle your differences, man. You ain't got to kill somebody for no reason. He can definitely do something else.
Man, all praise due to Allah. All praise due to Allah, brother. You know, everything comes from Allah. This is His gift. This is just Him working through us.
That's right. That's right. That's right. So I'm going to go into your song right now. This is Dawi Jamil, everybody, from Chicago, Illinois. It's called Today It's Crazy.
I BS you not, I impress a lot. I step in the spot, energy that I give off. Electric shock, Satan's plan executed perfect. Check the plot, crime and sex on the block. The worst the mess has got. My light bulb on average, 24 billion watts. Children fear foolishness, they fool for the cops. Beasts in the street eating good. Get your spot, check your pot, now you in a cell. Lock your rock, rated in the daytime. The whole block watch, knowing that the ones at the bottom don't seek the top. F a piece of pie, they want the whole pie. And the pop, and the chips, and the dip. Icy cup, free pop. These days the baby playing outside, get grazed and blazed. Put in a grave. This shit is insane. Bodies get collected, life not respected. Death or jail, the only thing expected. Today it's crazy, crazy, crazy. Today it's crazy, crazy, crazy. Today it's crazy, crazy, crazy. Today it's, today it's, today it's, today it's, today it's crazy, crazy, crazy. Today it's crazy, crazy, crazy. Today it's crazy, crazy, crazy. Today it's, today it's, today it's, today it's madness, sadness, all about the cash. You are already know for him to eat, you getting blasted off the Atlas. Never know when your number's up, your best bet. Get with God, brother, you can come with us. Black on black in America is rewinded up. Due to the hate of self and ignorance that sponsors us. Get so high and drunk, anger gets conjured up. We don't see us, family, we turn on us. Suicidal genocide, far and wide. Caused by the enemy, these cowards duck and hide. In the street, nothing sweet, all about dunking hives. Either you dunking a ball, selling weight on nicks and dimes. To be the hardest nigga, be a heartless nigga. Pick apart a nigga, pull an iron out, start your nigga. They get shipped off just like cargo. Niggas don't realize that they ain't real killers. Today it's crazy, crazy, crazy. Today it's crazy, crazy, crazy. Today it's crazy, crazy, crazy. Today it's, today it's, today it's, today it's, today it's crazy, crazy, crazy. Today it's crazy, crazy, crazy. Today it's crazy, crazy, crazy. Today it's, today it's, today it's, today it's horrifying. God, we not glorifying, more defiant, rebellious, not pious, the most highest. Raised as Messiah, left his reminder to remove our blinders. But we don't want to see the truth, so we gotta stand up. If you really goon, show some nuts, man up. Police jam us up, brutalize on camera. The court system modern day, Ku Klux Klan us, hanged us, banged us, renamed us, divided us like division, and niggas are the remainder. So if you do the math, you can see the path you walking on. Any day can be your last. Don't gamble with your life, babe, bruh. The beast appetite is vicious. You'll get ate up, straight up. You ain't tough just cause you spray it up your own block. Killing by neighbor. Today it's crazy, crazy, crazy. Today it's crazy, crazy, crazy. Today it's crazy, crazy, crazy. Today it's, today it's, today it's, today it's, today it's crazy, crazy, crazy. Today it's crazy, crazy, crazy. Today it's crazy, crazy, crazy. Today it's, today it's, today it's, today it's, today it's crazy, man.
Alright, alright, alright. That was hot, that was hot, that was hot.
Praise be to Allah, praise be to Allah, praise be to Allah.
So, how did you come up with all of the lyrics, all the bars? You know, did you have to think hard on that or what?
No, you know, man, you know what? I didn't, brother, Vince, man. You know, if it's one thing, brother, if it's one thing that Allah has blessed me with, is that once I get it going, I'm pretty good from that point. You know, like, it won't take me days to come up with it once I got it. Once I got it, I get it. Like, if I get it and I start it off, I can have that song done in less than an hour. You know what I'm saying? I can have everything done in less than an hour. You know what I'm saying? The fastest I ever wrote a song was 15 minutes. And so, yeah. yeah, it's like, nah, it wasn't. And all everything that does basically is reflection and reenactment. You know, a lot of things that I said on there is that some of those things I've done those things from like. It's funny me talking about it because some of those things I've done before I found Knowledge of Self, before the teachers came to me, some of those things I did, you know. So when I say today is crazy, it's not from a standpoint of me watching the news or me necessarily getting word of mouth from somebody like Blase Bly did this or Blase Bly did that. And like some of that stuff be like, I did that. You know, like, I'm not proud of it, not bragging at all, but just like before I discovered the teachings, that was a little certain aspects were a part of my personal life. So it'd be reflected, just reenactment of things that I've seen with my own eyes, some of the things that I've done, and just, you know, from being out here in the field, you know. As you know, how the FOI, you know how we get down. So you know, just being out here in the field, you know, saying talking to these brothers and really feeling their pain and seeing what they go through, you know.
Right,
so,
right.
So you know, it's just all of that wrapped in one, man.
All right, that's what's up, man. So, what type of direction are you going with your music today? What do you plan on doing with it? How far you want to go? You want to stay local? You want to go national? You want to go global? You want to be the top? You know, the top on the chart, you want to sell 2 million records. I mean, what's your goal? What you in it for?
Oh, well, my number one goal is just to spread the word. It's to spread God's word, you know what I'm saying, through music, you know what I'm saying, to throughout the whole entire globe. Necessarily focusing on record sales and things like that, I don't like to get wrapped up into that. I like to focus on the music first. And from that, whatever happens, you know, I let Allah take care of the rest, you know what I'm saying, because whoever is going to touch it, that's who Allah wants it to touch. So I don't want to necessarily focus on sales and charts and, you know, where am I going, where's my record going to be in place, add on the charts and this, that, and the other, or am I going to get a Grammy or any of them rap awards, you know what I'm saying. Like, I don't need all of that to validate what I'm, you know what I'm saying, the message that I'm trying to get across. I don't need those things to validate me, you know what I'm saying? Not shunning those things, not saying those things are bad, because those things are great accomplishments for the artists who do accomplish those things. They, you know, for an artist to sell 500,000, 700,000, 1 million, 2 million records, those are great accomplishments, you know what I'm saying? I'm not knocking that down, and if I was to receive that, all praise due to Allah, that's what Allah would want for me. But for me to just be so focused on that type of thing, let that be my drive, I gotta have 1 million records, I gotta get gold, platinum centers, I gotta have this much money, I gotta get a big card, you know. I ain't focused on none of that, man. You know, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things should be added unto you. So it's just like trying to make sure, you know, I'll be asking Allah just to keep me humble and to keep me firm with Him. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the promise, man, is promise to us, brother. So I don't worry about all of that, you know?
Right. I definitely feel you on that. So where can people find your music at?
You can find my album right now. It's entitled Bowtie. And that's an acronym as well. Bring on War, Timing is Everything. You can find that on SoundCloud right now. You know, and I got a single out called Keep It On Deck that was featured on this here radio station right now. It was featured last week.
Right, last week.
Yeah, it was featured last week, you know. And shout out to Young Gifted in Black, you know. And so it was featured last week. You can find that on SoundCloud as well. And that's my single to my upcoming mixtape entitled Every Man For Himself, The Chicago State of Mind. And so, I got that project I'm working on right now as we speak. And so, but for saving things, it'll be bow ties on deck, you know what I'm saying? I'll be walking around with my passing out or something. We just going to be just trying to push, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the minister say, if we just step out on faith, you know what I'm saying? Like, Allah do the rest, you know? So I'm just going to keep pushing, pushing, the pushing in the nation, outside of the nation, we everywhere. You know, Vince.
Right. That's what's up. I gotta ask you this one question, man.
All
right. It's probably on a lot of people's minds. And that question is, do you ever get frustrated knowing how talented you are and what you can do? That it may seem like a lot of people not listening, or they want to hear you talk crazy in the music to a high beat, but instead you got a high beat, but you talking something that makes sense. They don't necessarily want to hear it, so you pushing hard. You know, you push your music out the trunk, or have you do it online. You working hard in the studio. You paying out all this money. You got something to say that's valid, but people, it seems like some people may be ignoring you or something. So do you ever go through something like that, or how do you feel about that?
Well, you know, first off, that's an excellent question. First off, brother, let me just say that. That was an outstanding question. You know what I'm saying? And most definitely, you know, I go through the frustrations of music making and being out here. And in Chicago, and what's funny about Chicago is that the conscious scene is not really big.
Right,
so it's a very ignorant scene out here.
Yeah.
So you definitely get frustrated because, you know, you hear the other rappers and you see them getting love. But see, when you understand why they get love and you understand the mindset of the people, it kind of brings my frustration down. My frustration really be more so with myself, in that I know at times I'm not pushing as hard as I should push. You know, I be allowing myself to get boxed in at times. So my frustration is more so an inner frustration of me, not necessarily about the love or appreciation of the people I give it to another artist. I don't necessarily worry about that. He's getting his because he's getting his, and he's doing whatever he's doing, and maybe it's his time. You know what I'm saying? I don't know whatever the case may be, but my frustration be just like, you know, am I pushing as hard as I can push, you know, this, that, and the other. But I definitely get frustrated. I get frustrated, you know, like I go through the ups and downs, and I be having to call other artists to draw inspiration and just like, man, what do you really think, and this, that, and the other. Like, I definitely go through those stages. And I thought I would be over those stages. I thought that, like, I would reach a certain point that, like, I'm not going to be feeling like that still, you know, but to see myself and then to hear other artists. I go talk to other accomplished artists who are more well-known than I am, and they be like, man, like, I be thinking about calling it quits sometime, and I be like, man, you feel that way too? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I
be sitting at home like this. But then I have to remember why I started it in the first place. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and
that didn't nobody tell me it was going to be an easy road, this, that, and the other. And you know, because it's a hard road, that don't mean that it's not working. You know, a lot of times we confuse that. Like, it's so hard. Is it worth it? You know what I'm saying? Like, but yeah, it's worth it. Yeah, it's worth it. You know what I'm saying? So I'd be having to remind myself. And then brothers like you who come give a helping hand and take all that interest in it, and then, you know, the sister Gidget who has this show, her, and then sisters like the sister we just heard sing the song. I draw off that.
It's
like, okay, I am doing something right. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely reassuring and it's definitely comforting to be able to hear people doing and coming in the same path you're coming in. That, you know what I'm saying, that inshallah, we can all help each other, you know what I'm saying? Because you know what we try to do here in Chicago, trying to build up a big unity base to where we can help each other and we can become launching pads for each other. So it's definitely comforting and reassuring. I'm just, you know, all praise due to Allah. But yeah, for most definitely, I get frustrated, brother, but like the minister say, he gets frustrated, but he doesn't get tired. So I'm tired. You know, I get frustrated, but I'm not tired, and I ain't going nowhere until the fight is won. You know?
Yeah, I feel you on that. And it's a lot of examples out there in the music industry that have made it big, that actually make conscious music. You got Lupe Fiasco.
Absolutely.
You got Nas. I mean, they super successful. And you will hear a lot of their music, and a lot of it is conscious. You know what I mean? And people love it. So it's definitely a huge audience out there for conscious music. You just got to know where to look. You just got to keep pushing. I mean, they didn't give up. Look where they're at now.
You know,
exactly.
People like you, Problem 13, Sister Nahanda, Gas Turner, everybody else, whoever you are, if you do poetry, you rap, you sing, whatever it is that you do, you're a photographer, videographer, whatever it is that you do, you got to keep pushing, man. Don't give up on yourself. Who cares if nobody else even like you or like your stuff? Who cares? I mean, who cares? Like me. You know, keep pushing. And you believe in yourself, that's all that matters. Keep improving and keep on pushing, man. So I'm going to go to the lines. Anybody want to say anything about the song you just heard? Today is Crazy from Dawi Jamil.
Yes, sir. Salam alaikum. Can you hear me, family?
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, sir. This is Brother Gat.
Oh, Brother Gat. What's going on, Gat?
Oh, what's good, God? I just want to say, you know, that's one of my favorites off of Bowtie right there.
Ha, ha, ha. I feel you.
Yeah. I think I just tweeted him and let him know that I was listening to Power Movement. I've been working out heavy to
You did, brother. I got that tweet, too. Yes, I got sir. That tweet, too, brother.
Be to Allah. So yeah, brother. So you know, be not dismayed, black man, because you know you got a fan down in Milwaukee for real.
Yes, sir. And likewise, brother.
Praise be to Allah. You know, and I actually got bumped off the line, but I wanted to let the sister know that I really enjoyed her song and I appreciate her strength. You know, being able to stand and up for righteousness and modesty in an industry such as ours. You know, so. I just wanted to let her know that all praise is due to Allah, that I appreciate you for that, and you keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. I also wanted to say I really like the brother's music as well. I think it's really a very courageous thing to be able to rap about, you know, social consciousness, you know, like the things that are going on in the streets, because honestly, Tupac is my favorite rapper, and I think the reason why he was so great is because he was not afraid to talk about what was going on in the streets. So I think you keep on doing that, because that's what really makes you great, when people understand that you have a feeling for their hurt in the streets.
No doubt.
That's
yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Anybody else on the line want to give Dawi Jamil any feedback on his song, Today is Crazy? You know, you got some pointers, you heard something, or is it all good, or what's happening?
Oh, it's always all good. I said, I'm like, this is Sister Gidget. Look, let me tell y'all something. I'm an old woman. Y'all can't be having me over here trying to do the Soulja Boy and Crip Walk and do all that stuff. And I'm out of breath, and I got to help out here for this show. No, the music is awesome. I know I had him here with his song, Keep It On Deck, and we was rocking that last week. And so I know what to expect from him. He executed the song excellently, as always. Always got the rocking beats. And you got old women over here like me trying to crip walk, too. So, you know, that was an excellent song, brother. So I just want to tell you to stay focused, stand on your square, represent, and just keep doing what you're doing. I'm looking forward to more music from you, and I'm also looking forward to having all of you back with more music. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to build up this great volume of music and dominate these airwaves and push out all that other trash that's out here poisoning the minds of ourselves and of our children. So that's the goal. So keep it coming.
Praise be to Allah.
Anyone else with any feedback? You got anything to say about Today is Crazy, Dawi Jamil? Well, I don't want to say something. Just shy people in the line. I like the song, man. And for me personally, that song just brought back some inspiration to myself, because I'm an MC. I write a lot, you know, I rap a lot and everything. And sometimes I have writer's block. Sometimes I don't feel it, you know what I'm saying? But I hear something like Today is Crazy, and I'd be like, man, you know what? It is crazy today. You know what I'm saying? It is pretty crazy today. I'm going to go ahead and be inspired. I'm going to write something. So, you know what I mean? I really like that song, man. I think a lot of people that's destined to hear it will like it. A lot of club people that want to hear Madness, those are the type of people that usually hear music like yours and be like, you know what, I like that. Man, where can I find that? Or I know this person, man, he a DJ, man, he'll put those music on the radio. People need to hear this. You know what I mean? That always happens. That always happens. So I just want to thank you for that, man. I really, really want to thank you for that.
Man, all praise to the Lord, brother.
Yeah, definitely thank you for that. So what else are you doing with your music, man? It's like, you got any new music coming out? Are you performing at Savior's Day? Have you ever performed at Savior's Day? And, you know, how do you have a booth? Have you ever had a booth? Like, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Oh, wait, I performed at Savior's Day, not last year, but the year before, because I saw the sisters in the Honda. I saw her perform at Savior's Day at that workshop. I was inside that workshop when she performed. I performed the Savior's Day before that, and yeah, I was on stage with Hip Hop Detox, Brother Enoch, and I had a booth last year though. I had a booth last year. You know, we did well on the bow ties. Me and Brother Reg, and me and Brother Reg was at the booth working hard, man. We did well on the bow ties as well as his joint in transition, but. This year, I won't have a booth this year, you know what I'm saying? I haven't been booked yet to perform the Savior's Day. I was just talking to Brother Enoch about something. So some things still in the works, but I'm just going to play it by ear and see what happens. If not, you know, there will definitely still be an impact made, you know.
Right.
I'm a grinder, brother. I'm a hustler. Some form of impact has to be made, even if I can't get on anyone's stage or if I can't get a booth. That don't mean that I still let the weekend go by and still not make any connects or not make any new relationships or whatever. So most definitely, man, it's just I'm in recording right now for the mixtape Every Man for Himself, Chicago State of Mind, and I got another album coming right after that for the summertime. So it's just really about the music right now with me. It's just I feel that if the music is good, just like anything else, if your product is good and you put it out there and you market it, you know what I'm saying, to the best of your ability, you're going to get some good feedback on it. And, you know, you just let it take off. Just let it do what it's going to do because, you know, if it's good, you know what I'm saying, it's just like anything, you know, if it's good, it's good. McDonald's ain't good for you, but, you know, ask the people how that Big Mac tastes. You know, as long as the people like a Big Mac in Compton tastes the same as the Big Mac on 87th and State here in Chicago. So it's like everybody know it tastes good. You know what I'm saying? So if your product is good, that's me. I'm focusing right now really deeply on the product, making sure the product is good, making sure that it has the right spirit in it, making sure everything connects, the beats with the rhymes, making sure every feature I got is well-placed. It's, you know, you got to be a master at this. We got to be masters at this. We got to get down to the nitty-gritty and make sure we on point. Just be wise as the serpent. This music that the devil is pumping, it's precise. That's why it's so enticing to our people. Precise. You know what I'm saying? We hear the negativity in it, but when you listen to it, it's precise. So organized crime will always be an unorganized police force. You know, even though, you know, we have the spirit of God in us and we want to do something right, if we're not organized and we're not precise and we're not on point with our sound and what we're doing, we'll never defeat this negative music. We'll never be able to offer the people what they really should get in return because it's just going to sound sloppy, you know. So that's where I'm at. That's where I'm right now with the music. We're trying to get it right.
Yeah, sorry. Good teaching, brother.
Yeah, that's good teaching right there. That's good teaching. So what's your philosophy, the way you make your conscious music so that you'll be able to hit something in every listener to make them say, man, I like that. It's not corny. But at the same time, I don't really care about what you're talking about. It might be some people like that. I don't really care about what you're talking about, but it's high. I like to be, and I do like what you're saying because I'm dealing with something right now, so I'll copy. So what's your philosophy? How do you approach things?
Well, like Sister said, she said her favorite artist was Tupac, right? The reason
He was one of my favorites as well. But the reason he was so effective was because he was an introspective artist. And I feel the same way. I feel like it'll be very, very hard for anyone to say, you would just have to be like, look, man, I just don't like your music. But to say you don't feel me is something totally different. Because what I give you is of myself. And
exactly.
and like I say, before I got the teachings, there was a certain type of life I lived. So I give that through the rap. I give that through music. I give you insight on me beforehand, past, present, and future. You know, I give you all of that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So and intertwine it all together. So when I give you that, you hear like, hey man, you don't necessarily sound like this super conscious dude, but I do hear the consciousness in your music. You know, but I'm hearing this grittiness about you. I'm hearing this street side about you. But that's because I'm from the street.
Exactly.
You know, I'm from the Chicago street. You know what I'm saying? I used to be a gangster disciple. I've sold drugs. You know what I'm saying? I've held guns. So it's like, I give you that. I'm not glorifying that, but I remind you of, hey, look, I did this, I did that. I know that doesn't pay off. See, it's different if you ain't never done it. If you ain't never done it, it's really hard to tell a man if it pays off or not. But if I've done it and you doing it, I can tell you, hey, man, that don't pay off. Well, how you know? Because I did woo-woo-woo, and I saw friends of mine do woo-woo-woo, and none of that worked. And it's all math. So it's all mathematical. It can't work for you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when you speak from that, and I speak from a love aspect. I come from an angle of love, and when you come with love, I don't come judging. I don't want to be judgmental in my music. I don't want to be a judgmental person. I come with an angle of love that, look, man, I'm just showing concern and love for you. You know what I'm saying? Through the music, and I'm giving you me through this music, so it'd be really tough. I feel it'd be tough for anyone to say they don't feel what I'm saying. If you just don't, maybe you don't like how I said, or you don't like the track, or you don't. But to say, look, I don't understand what you're saying, and I don't feel that, I would find that real hard to believe unless you're just not of that. And if you're not of that, that's fine too. You know.
Indeed. All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. And in reference to the violence in Chicago and everywhere else, man. One day, hope y'all, you know, calm down before things get too crazy. And, you know, I just want to, before I go to this next artist, got time to interview him real quick. I just want to say shout out to Diggy Simmons, man. He's in Chicago right now on the South Side doing the concert right now, full concert for the Chicago Stop the Violence movement. All right, so that's what's up.
That's what's up.
Somebody like him, he's got all the youth right now, pretty much. He's the man as far as the youth is concerned. So him bringing out all the youth and telling them to cool out and perform for him, that's real good. So big up to Diggy Simmons for that. So I'm going to go straight to Milwaukee. Guy Turner, you on the line?
Yes, sir. God, how's it God?
Good, man. How you feel?
Man, I'm doing great by God's grace, brother.
That's a blessing. For those who may not know Guy Turner, he's a hip-hop artist from Milwaukee, all right, Milwaukee,
yes,
Wisconsin. And I remember, man, you put on a huge concert, man. You and the people in Milwaukee put on a huge concert. I think that was December 1st. You invited myself and a lot of people out from Chicago, and that was definitely a huge thing, man. That was a big success.
Praise due to Allah.
Yeah, man. Tell us a little bit more about yourself, man. Like, when did you start, you know, what's your direction?
Well, you know, I've been rhyming, brother, ever since I was a young man. You know, I just woke up one day and I could rhyme. So, you know, but once I went to the Million Man March, you know, I was a witness of the Million Man March. And being at the Million Man March, we took a pledge. We not only took a pledge as men, but we took a pledge as artists. You know what I'm saying? And I took that pledge serious. You know, at that time, you know, much like Strilla, you know, I rhymed about different things at that time. You know, I was entrenched in a different kind of lifestyle at that time. But when I was a witness of the Million Man March, I knew that that was something divine. So when Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan had us take that pledge and make that oath. I took it serious, and I actually changed immediately. You know, I could have signed actually to Rap-A-Lot. I could have signed to Suave House. I don't know if you all remember Suave House back then, but
you know we remember Suave House.
Yes, sir. Well, I know Chi-Town spitters remember that. But, you know, they wanted to gangster me out, and,
wow.
You know, I just couldn't do it. You know, my conscience wouldn't let me do it. So, you know, it was because of the works and the witness of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, man, that changed my life. And when it changed my life, you know what I'm saying, my subject matter changed.
Exactly.
So I became a different kind of artist. So now I rhyme for God.
That's what's up. That's what's up right there, man. I'm proud of you, definitely. Now, the song you submitted is called Poison. Now,
yes, sir.
The title of the song, Poison, you know, somebody might think poison. Like, I don't want to hear this. It might mess me up or something. You know what I mean? But it's definitely
not
poison in that sense. It's definitely something good. And I listened to the song, man. I heard the minister on there, man. So tell me about that. What inspired you to put the minister on there?
Oh, absolutely, man. Well, you know, if you listen to any of my music, you'll hear the minister all throughout my music.
That's right.
You know, because, you know, what I like to do is maybe take one of his lectures and break it down to the last compound and put it over a beat. You know, I try to do that. You know, what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, Turner.
Yeah, I think his call dropped.
Oh, his call dropped. He's going to call right back.
Yeah, his call dropped. He's been calling back on the regular.
Yeah, he's back online now. Yeah, Turner, you on? Yeah, Turner, you online? Yeah, his call dropped again. So when he comes
might be
right
in the
back.
Bed,
yeah, probably so.
After we get him back on the phone, we could go into the freestyle session because I don't want nobody thinking they're going to escape the moment because everybody got a freestyle up in here. And I think Strilla already know what's up, so don't even play. Don't get it twisted. You ain't getting out of it, brother.
Gat,
I think Gat is back.
You back, Gat?
Yes, sir. Sister was ready to fill in and spit.
and just because Gat didn't hear me, I want him to know as well that your call's been dropping and stuff, so get in a good area because neither can you even escape the freestyle moment. So everybody got to do their thing.
Alright, so before we go into the freestyle, we're going to play Gat Turner's song Poison. Alright, this is called Poison from Gat Turner.
I want to say very candidly to my enemies, it is written in the Holy Quran, they plan and Allah plans, and Allah indeed is the best.
The light has come through my mouth, came through my ear, traveled on my blood, traveled on my fear. They coming through the music, they coming through the news. Get you through your meds or get you through the school. It might have been the government, could have been the Jews. Probably just some nigga that they using as a tool. Might have been my food or it could have been my drink. Affect the way I move and cloud the way I think. Change the way I thought, but I never second guess what I was taught. If I knew how they was coming, best believe I would have fought. If I would have seen it coming, then I probably could have took it. But they caught me on my blind side like signs of bullet. But I understood it. But I still couldn't help but wonder, would it be the death of me? Father, tell me, is my life in jeopardy? But either way, Allah, you can have what's left of me. Take the best of me, leave the rest of me. It's mine over matter here. I just use telepathy. I know how it feels to be trapped in your flesh and go to war with yourself like a tribe of progression. But didn't let it break me, it was only a test. Cause you can't be purified unless you try like the rest. I'm a poet of prophecy. These devils watching me, you want it, you can get it. I eat beef with my broccoli, yo. Gat Turner, aka God Burner, fast learner. I got the power to discern a fraud and a fake, a spider and a snake. So spin your web, spit your venom, devil I can take. Give it your best shot. I'm on my feet, still at the mosque, still in the street, still at the studio, spitting fire on the beat. Dead of the winter, but I still bring the heat. I was incapacitated and dilapidated. I left the doctor's office very agitated. I know it's something, Mr. Muhammad, but I don't know what. In other words, what you're telling me is that I'm poisoned. Man, these devils trying to kill me. You can harm my flesh, but you can't hurt the real me. The real me is so infinite. Hell on the hypocrite. The other me is up a creep, though, without a benefit. But it's a real God and the real Christ. My dear apostle gave me advice. He said my life, death, prayer, and my sacrifice. It was all for Allah. So tell him what you seen and tell him what you saw. When hear your testimony and give it to him raw. When tell him how believers had rushed to your aid. And tell him when you thought you was dead, you were saved. And tell him how they brought food and water to your home. And tell him how they prayed for your brother on the phone. And tell him how he healed you and how you persevered. And tell him when you came to the mosque, people cheered. And tell him how the brothers raised money for your rent, and the hypocrite smirk and wouldn't give a cent, and tell him how he couldn't hide the shock in his eyes when he realized that Turner had survived after I got poisoned.
For those of you who thought you would come out here to see a weak, fragile, decrepit Farrakhan, I want you to look again. I'm here and I'm strong, and I will look down on all of my enemies, for he promised me.
That's hot.
Praise be to Allah.
So a few questions about that song. It's so hot, man. What inspired you to make that song? Like, what kind of zone did you get into to even think like that?
Oh, man, well, you know, that's really a true story. You know what I'm saying? I actually lived that. You know, I actually was poisoned some kind of way, you know, and it affected me in a way where I was bedridden for like 3 months. I was on crutches for another 3 to 4 months. You know, and I was in real bad shape, you know. And the believers, you know, they looked out for me.
Right, and, right.
You know what I'm saying? That's my testimony. You know, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan had us on the phone. He prayed for us, you know. And, you know, of course, poison it can be a toxicant, but it's also, you know, bad influence and, you know, ill will, malice, anything. You know what I'm saying? Poison could be any kind of pollution, corruption, venom, anything. So,
right.
You know, that's something that I lived, and I always try to put my life experiences over the beat. You know, I try to put it over the music. You know, as long as you got the truth in the music, you know what I'm saying, like Strilla said, you put your heart and soul in it. You would touch the heart and soul of other people, even
exactly.
If they not own what you own, you know. So I done performed in all kind of places, man, all kind of clubs and taverns. And, you know, they not own what I'm on, but I open in the name of Allah and I give it to them.
Right,
every
right,
time
right.
I get respected, every time I get love. That's why I can, when I call them to the mosque to hear y'all, they'll come.
Right.
You know, so that's really what the Ministry of Arts and Culture is all about. You build up your flock in your city, and when I come there, you introduce me to your flock. And that's what I did when we brought y'all to Milwaukee.
Exactly.
Oh, you see what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, just put the truth in the rhyme, and Allah do the rest.
I feel you on that. I definitely feel you on that. So
yes,
what's your goal for your music, man? Like, where do you want to put it? Where do you want to target? Have you ever performed at some schools, some high schools? So that's what the youth are, that's being poisoned.
Yes, sir.
The wrong kind of poison, you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
So
you know, that's what I do. You know, I'm much like Brother Enoch, you know, only I'm more of an artist probably than Brother Enoch. But, you know, I'm in the schools. You know, exactly. I do workshops in the school. I'm what you call an edutainer, you know. So I go do a workshop. You know, I go into the prisons. You know, I put on a show, do a poetry or hip-hop workshop in the prison. Wherever my people at, man, that's where I go. It don't necessarily have to look like, you know, what we do. It don't have to look like what they do.
Exactly.
You know, because there's no rules. There's no rules to this. This is new. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
Just because all they do is perform in the club, that's not all I had to do. I got the word of God, so I can go into the school with the study guides, with the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and break down hip-hop on a spiritual level. So I go into the schools. I go into the jails. I go to the rallies, you know. So I had to kind of get in where I fit in. So not only will I rock a club and rock a concert, but I also go to the rally and rock it. I also go in a joint and rock it. I also go into school and rock it. I go to the poetry set, rock it. I go to the church and rock it, you know. And that's just, you know, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan that made friends for us all over. So all we have to do is just, you know, get acquainted with the friends that he already made for us.
Exactly.
And represent these teachings well.
Exactly. Now, what's your take on those who actually believe that there's no era for conscious music today because everything that's being pumped and everything that's selling like hotcakes, you know, they talking crazy, everybody's disrespecting women, you know, disrespecting themselves, talking about how hard they are, how many guns they got, how much money. That's pretty much all you hear today, music. So what's your take on that?
Well, I'm going to tell you, brother, there's nothing harder than a man who represents God in the world that's wicked. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, right now, even the negative music is not selling. Hip-hop sales are at an all-time low. That's just an illusion that the enemy is putting out there to discourage the people of God. You know what I'm saying? That's not real. You know, because I can go down there and rock the same stage as Diggy and smash it. You know, I could go to the same place where Chief Keef at and smash it.
Exactly.
You know, because it's just like Strilla said, you put a clean glass next to the dirty glass, the people not used to drinking out of a clean glass. But if they hear Strilla, you know, right after or right before they hear Chief Keef's not going to get the same response that he get. So a lot of times, you know, these artists now, they sit making these record sales because the enemy is pushing them all over the world. So, yeah, they exposed to 100 million people.
Mm.
But you exposed to 100 million people and you only sell 100,000 copies, that's nothing. You know, I'm exposed to maybe 10,000 people and I sell 1,000 copies. That's better.
Right, exactly.
You feel me? So that's just an illusion that the enemy is putting out there, brother, but he's losing. We winning. You know what I'm saying? Conscious music is out there. You just got to look for it.
Right.
You know, seek and you shall find. It's out here. We out here. We just pushing from the bottom.
Exactly. And things that push from the bottom will definitely get to the top, especially if it's a better product.
Absolutely. Now, see, that's why we had y'all come down to Milwaukee. So people don't just think I'm a freak of nature. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I'm letting them know that, no, we got spitters all over the country, all in the nation. You know, I got some brothers right up the street. They'll be down here, too.
Right.
Go check them out.
Right. Now, you mentioned Chief Keef, and Chief Keef is pretty much kind of a hot artist among the youth. People, all the youth like him and everything. Pretty much he talks, you know, a lot of nonsense behind the best beat. So that's the way they do it. Now, speaking of Chief Keef, I was talking to Kanye West's personal, you know, little right hand man, and he told me, he said, "Hey man, you know Kanye wanna sign Chief Keef." I said, "What?" I said, "He wanna sign Chief Keef." He's like, "Yeah, he wanna sign Chief Keef, man." I was like, "Why you want to do that?" He said, "Kanye said that people like Chief Keef, they don't want to be rich. They just want fame." Kanye West said that. So he said, "That's why I want to sign him, because all of the youth that like him and follow him, I'm going to make a couple songs with him, and I'm going to steal all his fans, and I'm going to be, you know, popping with the youth. I ain't going to never get old with the youth." So that was
that was his analogy, and that's pretty much the analogy of all the record labels. They go after the youth, somebody with talent, and, you know, they're youth. They don't know no better. They never did nothing, and they're not thinking.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? They're not thinking like, you know, they trying to use me for this or that. They give them a little hush money, a little hush money. They never had $100,000 cash before, so they hush them up. They go on tour, make all this music. They write for them, and they have to rap it. They don't care. You know, they got some money. They got fame.
Absolutely.
So,
Yeah. See, it's the difference between a Chief Keef and an R. Vince. You know what I'm saying? See, I mean, you're a young man, too. But you're a young man with wisdom.
Right.
You know, so Chief Keef is like, you know what I'm saying? He's a tool that can be used, you know, for the enemy's advancement. You know, he don't know no better. Like you say, he just want fame. You know, so the enemy uses him. You know what I'm saying? That's why the enemy is so quick to go after the youth and try to cut hip-hop off as just the youth movement, which it is a youth movement, but it's not just a youth movement. You know, so when you see a person like a Mick Jagger, don't nobody tell Mick Jagger to stop singing. Don't nobody tell Bono from U2 to stop singing. You know, don't nobody tell Charlie Wilson to stop singing. But if somebody is 50 and they rapping, people will say, oh, man, you too old to be rapping. Why is that? Because the enemy, what he tries to do is dictate our movement, you know?
Right.
That's why he'd kill a Martin Luther King and say his movement was just, I have a dream. He'd kill Malcolm X and say his movement was just by any means necessary.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So any movement that he didn't create, what he tries to do is seize control of it and manipulate it. And that's what he's done with hip-hop, because hip-hop is something that Allah brought through the people. It's new, it's fresh, and he don't really know what it is, so he had to manipulate it. Because if wisdom gets control of hip-hop, the world has changed overnight. And the minister actually has influence over the artists, but the newer artists are not familiar with him now.
Right, right, right. I feel you on that, man. And speaking of that, I heard the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan say that, you know, God never gets old.
Never.
But, you know, some people, you know, they get outdated, and it's only because they don't rise up to the time. Time dictates agenda. You know what
True
I mean?
True indeed.
So, times change all the time, and it doesn't mean that you change for the worse just to be accepted. You have to change and use a different avenue to do what you need to do to reach people, because the old way, you know, doesn't necessarily work no more. Like, case in point, everything, remember the cassette tape used to be the number one thing to buy music?
What was that?
I mean? So, cassette tape.
Cassette tape
used to be hot. So cassette tape's gone. Now CDs. CDs pretty much are gone now. Everything is online.
Right.
MP3s, you know, everybody's buying everything online now. So YouTube and all that. So I'm
going
to go see anybody. Yeah. So that's what's up, man. Gat Turner, I'm proud of you, man. I'm happy that you're doing all the work that you're doing in Milwaukee.
Praise be to Allah.
In my light, you're another Minister Farrakhan just rapping. But you in Milwaukee and Minister Farrakhan around the world. And you got Honda. You got Sister Nahonda in Houston, Texas. She a Minister Farrakhan. You know what I mean?
Yes,
you
sir.
Got Yahweh Jamil. He a Minister Farrakhan, Problem 13.
Absolutely.
You know, got
and you know that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to be extensions of the man of God. You know what I'm saying? That's the only reason why I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing it for fame or record sales. I'm doing it to wake the people up.
Exactly.
The quicker we wake up the people, the quicker this thing will fall. So that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to reach some people that maybe the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan wouldn't reach.
Exactly.
You know, maybe they would never listen to a lecture, but they would listen to a song.
Right. Everybody loves music. Music is universal. You know, everybody loves music. So if you say something behind some music, the music will capture their attention already.
True indeed. True indeed.
I'm definitely proud of you for that. Anybody on the line want to say anything to Gat Turner before we go to the freestyle session?
Oh, I will. I just want you to know, Brother Gat, that your song Poison,
yes,
that's my new workout song.
Oh,
Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah.
So that means I gotta jam it in the morning and at night.
Hey, I know that's right. Praise be to Allah.
And brother, you know what? If you ever get tired of rapping, if you ever get tired of it, which you probably won't, but if you ever get tired of it, I want you to go somewhere and find you a rostrum so you can teach.
Praise be to Allah. Well, you know, I don't know which one I like better,
the song or the interview, you know. But brother, you are wise. And you are, you know, the spirit is within you, and I'm telling you, just take it from your sister Gidget. When you get tired of rapping, go find your rostrum.
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Praise be to Allah. I appreciate
that, Queen.
Yes, sir.
I just want to say keep up the good work.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am.
No problem.
Likewise.
Praise be to Allah.
Yeah, and I would just like to say, you know, man, you're an inspiration, brother. And sister Wright, brother, if you ever decide to hang that mic up, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, go find that roster, brother, because you definitely got what it takes to be there, you know.
All praise
so,
due to Allah.
And you know, that's my opinion, my humble opinion. but yeah, brother, just your music, man, it's beautiful. I remember when I first heard you, I didn't know you at the time, and I was just like, yo, that's how you're supposed to sound as an artist, as a hip-hop artist in the nation. I'm like, that's it. I'm like, that epitomizes.
Praise be to Allah.
I'm like, that's how you sound. And, you know, and so, yeah, brother, that's pretty much it, man. You've been a big inspiration for me and keeping me going and doing what I'm doing, man. Like, I've definitely been feeding off you, definitely, brother.
Man, praise be to Allah.
And the brother got some swag, too. I love his beats. He got swag like no other.
Right.
I mean,
Right.
That's all I can say
to
that.
Praise be to Allah.
Yeah, we got two callers on the line, area code 256 and area code 313. Did you all want to say something to our artists on the line? Area code 256.
Maybe they shy.
Malaykum salam. Who's calling?
This brother, Anwar Amir, I told Sister Gidget that I would call, and I'm still reminiscing off of the minister's picture. So, assalamu alaikum to my dear beloved brothers and sisters who are online.
Well, thank you for calling back, and thank you for your support, dear brother.
I support it all, and I'm a fan of hip-hop. I love music, and I know that the best artist out there is Minister Farrakhan, and we ought to take from his example and his wisdom and the lyrics that he has spitting to the enemy to crush the wicked. So I support Jack Turner and D.A. Smart and the hip-hop artists out there that are fighting for the liberation of our people. And I know I can't spit two bars, but I know I can spit truth.
Well,
that's
that,
what
right?
I'm going to do among our people. So, you know, I'm a big supporter of my brother, Gat Turner. So just keep doing your work, and Allah is just going to keep giving you those rewards and awards, my brother.
Man, hey, I appreciate that, beloved. Thank you, brother, for those words, man, because they really, you know, that's where my inspiration come from. You know, the believer's been good to me, so. You know, that's what I do. I go after my people, man, but I really love the believers and the support that the believers give us, man. That's like our foundation, you know. So
right.
It's nothing like,
because,
right. You know, believers know what you're talking about. So
that's
they can
right.
really validate and verify if you really put it together, because they know the teachings, they study. So I really appreciate
right.
that, beloved. Thank you, sir.
Right, and inshallah, I see you at Savior's Day, and I want to wish everyone happy Savior's Day 2013,
happy
and let's keep that
sir.
And the same to you, brother Amwa.
No problem. Assalamu alaikum. Good speaking with you, and I talk with you next week. Hopefully I can come up with some kind of freestyle.
Yeah.
You about
to go
into it. It's gonna take me some time.
We about to go into
it. Take your time. We ain't going nowhere.
That's right. We got a freestyle session coming up from all the artists, and I'm gonna jump in there myself.
Mighty Arvet, the great Arvet.
Before we do that, if you don't mind. Before we go into our freestyle, we got to give our shout out. So I'm going to give my shout out to the Godfathers of Young, Gifted, and Black.
That's
and
right.
The Godfathers came about by being the first guest on our first show. So shout out to Brother Alexander Abdul Adif Muhammad, better known as Problem 13. Shout out to our legendary master hip hop artist, Brother K Reno, all the way from H Town. I feel like a lake of Brother K Reno, who I think is performing in San Antonio tonight. So may Allah bless him to be successful for him. Also, I want to shout out to Brother Edmund McMiller. I don't know where he is. He's supposed to be here tonight, but we need to jam his song anyway, because I've been promising him I'm going to play it. He was supposed to be here tonight. I don't know what happened, but we're going to jam his song anyway. So, Brother Arvins, before we get into the freestyle session, can you tell the one for 1 in 10 million? The very first one.
I hear somebody talking.
Did you find the phone? Brother Arvins?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you find the song?
Which song was it?
It's the first one in the audio clip. 1 in 10 million. It says Jasper Donald.
Oh, yeah, I found it. Play it.
Yes, sir.
My team is in position to be 1 in 10 million to see the bigger picture. Different races and the poor and richer to fulfill the scripture. Desire the king had a dream and vision. We lost ambition in the devil's system, trapped as another victim. Malcolm brought a lot of wisdom, then they turned around and killed him. Then Farrakhan ascended to carry on the mission to get the people out of sick condition. But these politicians give a lot of friction, calling all the contradictions. He's the last tech to save the system. They called division, turned and called a million. Two showed up to listen and get respect from the bros in prison. White people, even Jews and Christians, when he keeps you so tremendous. Saving lives is his job description. The work of Jesus is his whole intention. Why you cowards want to crucifix him? Cause he only trying to make a difference. Only trying to make.
Come on, let's all get on the bus and change the way we living. You want to make a difference and be 1 in 1 million. 1 in 10 million. 1 in 10 million. I'm proud to be 1 in 10 million. Come on, let's all get on the bus and change the way we living. You want to make a difference and be 1 in 1 million. 1 in 10 million. 1 in 10 million. I'm proud to be 1 in 10 million.
I'm trying to see separation. Damn integration, got me yelling out, we want reparation. Come to get more lands, farms, vegetation. In the struggle, lending my hands, arms, dedication. Blood, sweat, and tears, building this damn country. 400 years, still get treated unjustly. Worst treatment ever, dealing with the pain and suffering. Man, stand against it, now you wanna come and touch you. Hands off, Farrakhan, that's what the people say. You wanna for yourself, cause you wanna keep a slave. Back then, but it's a different revision I see today. Never been equal, me and my people, we seen as brave. And for the streets that give us no good education, leading those blind, deaf, and dumb until the arm of Satan. Religion is made up, leave us for a ship of snakes. Act too many times, but still you give us names.
sure to make.
Come on, let's all get on the bus to change the way we live. You want to make a difference, then be one of the million.
1 in 10 million, 1 in 10 million. I'm proud to be 1 in 10 million.
Come on, let's all get on the bus to change the way we live. You want to make a difference, then be one of the million.
1 in 10 million, 1 in 10 million. I'm proud to be 1 in 10 million.
1 in 10 million. Praise be to Allah. Praise to the God, we raised one for the children, one for the building. Later days we make new. All it takes is 1 in 10 million to break through. One for the king, Malcolm and Farrakhan. When you hit a final call, outcome a marathon. One for the Jesus and one thesis. Hard work, we pray that he make it in one piece. One for my flood victims, one for my thugs in the system. One for my bloods and my grips, one for my sisters. One for my peeps, and one for the deceased, cause we really miss them. One for the MCT, one for the FOI, one for forever, cause one thing we never die. One for dedication, one for motivation, one cause we only need one thing, reparation.
Come on, let's all get on the bus, to change the way we living. You wanna make a difference, then be one of the million.
1 in 10 million, 1 in 10 million, I'm proud to be 1 in 10 million.
Come on, let's all get on the bus, to change the way we living. You wanna make a difference, then be one of the million.
1 in 10 million, 1 in 10 million, I'm proud to be 1 in 10 million.
Right, that's from Brother Edmund X out of South Carolina, if I'm not mistaken. And before we go into the freestyle, I'm giving a shout out to all the people in the chat room. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Cassandra, Brother Mustafa, and our guest. And I'm going to give a shout out to my homie. He's on the line. Herb just hung up because he heard me call his name. He always do that. He always do that. He think I'm asking to say something. That's okay. And you know what? We just lost Gat again, but Gat better call back. I ain't playing.
So yeah,
we only got one queen on the show, Brother Arvin. So all hail the queen.
All hail the queen, Sister Nahanda.
Praise be to Allah.
So right now we're going to get into the freestyle session. So, you know, ladies first, we're going to start out with the queen.
Oh, wow. I don't really freestyle because I'm not a rapper, but I do sing. But what I can do is I can just do that small part from one of my songs.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
The one called Keep Her Sacred.
Uh-huh.
This is a song that actually has two other artists on that song, Brother R.D. and Brother Michael X. Vincent. He's also a artist in the Nation of Islam, and he did a lot of things for the singles retreat. He did like a video for that and a song for that and stuff. But my part is in the beginning, so it's really short, but I'll rap it. Okay, it goes, this that real stuff, it's a brand new time, got a brand new mind, no longer impressed with what you ingest, but a brand new vibe, a brand new high, yeah, my clothes on, you ain't about to see me naked, you wish you could get in, but my body's sacred, classy girl, stand up, we showing cool, we don't run our mouth, we're just surprised, we'll realize what heaven's really all about, yeah, that's how we do it. From the bottom to the top, we going from bees and they chest to queens and goddesses. Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Ha ha, that's hot.
That's hot. For the mighty MVP. For the mighty
MVP. Yes, ma'am.
Representing.
Crazy show a lot.
Yes, and that's from a baby MGT at that. Come on, wow, come on, queen. Come on, queen.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So I guess I'm going to start off for the brother side. And I just want to say everybody keep their freestyles clean, you know, and bring some clean material. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and kick it off real quick. I'm a nuclear warhead. Right now you're provoking my detonation.
Never test me without proper authorization. Lack of patience will cause me to get mad and explode right in front of your face like an airbag. Your rhyme is fake. Your brain is child's play to manipulate. I create lyrics too intricate to imitate, moving at a velocity that'll break your stopwatch if you clocking me. My concrete jungle is like Jumanji, but iller than what you've seen in the cinema. A 5'8" brother with more horsepower than 12 cylinders. My brain consists of twin Pentium chips. That's double the clock speeds of a 586. And nothing about my physical matrix is basic. I keep flavor beyond what the brain is capable of tasting. You'll be so surprised you won't believe your own eyes. It's like explaining color to a man that was born blind, breaking the laws of physics with metaphors of lyrics, speaking to deaf poets while conquering up their spirits from the east to the west of the world. Yo, the whole deaf poet society couldn't mess around with the talent, much less understanding. Yo, I make tightrope walkers at the circus lose their balance when I kick the planet.
Yeah.
Is that Brother Arvis representing Chi-Town, Illinois?
The great Arvis.
All right, Brother Arvis. Okay. Come on. Who next? I know. Okay. I'm going to pick him. Any, mini, miny, Shrilla.
hey, y'all didn't peep how Arvis said, don't test me without proper authorization. Arvis on the E-team. He get to talk like that. He get to talk like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So you picked me, any, meeny, miny, Strilla. Okay. What we gonna come with? Okay, once upon a time, in the blue skies where birds fly, and clouds pour down rain for like 35, plus 5 days and nights, I slaughtered every category out of boredom. The morning reporter read the headlines. It was televised on BBC, because ABC, Fox, and NBC be telling lies. The people see the difference between you and I, like J2T. They knew me when I was on the block. Hat cocked, rakes in the air, product of the system. The wisdom of Allah, through the minister, delivered me from mental prison. Brain shackled, I came back through the back door. Electrified the more, the lightning in the sky when it crackled. Release the cracking, we get it cracking always. So put them back in, before these fools start attacking. Pure action. We raise guns like taxes, sure you laughing, take you on the ground gasping for air. Chastisement never seems fair, just know this ass whipping that you getting is because we care. Give me two pairs of those number threes, black and white like panda bears and zebras. You can never defeat the guard, ask the keeper, that's that whoop shit. Y'all ain't gonna do shit but get a visit from the Grim Reaper. I'm my brother's keeper, blood runs deep, but the spirit of the Holy Father runs deeper, and I don't know none who can keep up. Stay your place in the shade, we about to heat up. Get beat up, we eat rough, these kids ain't soft. Talk out the side of your neck, get your lid popped off. Knock off that clown business. You about to witness my elevation, my evolution, crowns be different. I'm so distant, killed in an instant, dump you in the ditch like when I missed when they took attendance. God suffices, I'm the nicest. I'm in my own lane, y'all hitchhiking. Hit like Tyson when he was trained by Custom Auto. I'm a rare breed, unique, custom model. No tomatoes, nigga, you ducking cups and bottles. Yeah, you that whack, give us our money back. Don't make us dip on you guacamole avocados. Streets I come from, dead end, filled with potholes. But we still bent the block with a barricado. Street disciples, drawing to street apostles. Forever east side, crazy 50 cent tacos.
No, he didn't say 50 cent tacos.
When I was young, it was a lady called Sandra, and she sold 50 cent tacos, and on the east side of Chicago, she sold 50 cent tacos, and she had the best tacos in the city, and she's black. Like no Mexican can make this taco to nobody. So, give us a shout out to her, though. That's all.
Praise be to Allah.
A shout out to Sandra 50 cent tacos. All right. All right. The man with the swag.
Praise be to Allah. All right, Allah.
All
Alright,
check it out. I'm a vice lord and a black stone, a disciple. I am the backbone of the NOI, a mighty FOI. And look, I never die, man. All I do is multiply because I'm mathematics and I am Islam and I am scientific like a H-bomb that could form a mountain. I got no room for doubting. My cup, it runneth over. It's like a water fountain. The well is zam-zam. I am that I am. She knows all about you. See you through your webcam. I'm Al-Bay-Allah. Now that's the house of God, Lord of the universe, the sun, the moon, the stars, the stone that fell from heaven, the past, the future, present. I am supreme wisdom. My Macdi gave me lessons. I got them memorized, and now they crystallize. Man, I do for self. I am an enterprise, and I'm the institution that tells Satan, loose him. And look, I never bow down unless I make ablution. And I'm the reason that you make a circuit round the Kaaba. And I'm the arm of Allah when he show his power, the exponent in your worst opponent's master plan. I am the hidden city underneath the Meccan sand. They want to get our wisdom. I am a Muslim Christian and a Jew, the destroyer of polytheism. I'm Muhammad when he shook and got revelation. And I am Esau at the transfiguration. And I am Musa when he brought you civilization. And I am Ibrahim when he laid the foundation. I'm the voice of God. I tell these people who's the boss. Part of a chosen few, the lost and found, we paid the cost. Cause I was stolen, raped, and murdered. Man, I suffered loss. That's why I tell the whole world with authority, I am the mosque.
You hear the conviction, though? The conviction in the boss?
Yeah.
You speak with authority, you know?
Again, you got to tell me where I can get that. You got to tell me where I can get that.
Oh, you can go right on iTunes and get it.
Okay, what's the name of it?
It's Gat Turner. You just look up Dead MC Scrolls.
Okay, got it.
Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah. Yeah, and that's called I Am the Mosque.
Woo!
Praise be to Allah. I'm glad y'all felt it.
Woo!
Praise be to Allah.
That's excellent.
Yes, sir.
Before we close out with this, go ahead.
You have a question on the line, Brother Arthur.
Okay, area code, is that 832?
No, 240.
Area code 240. You on the line?
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum
salam.
Yes, let me say to our sister Gidget, this sister Cassandra. Walaikum salam. So these soldiers that I'm here right now, Brother Arvis, do you know they're scheduled to be with me next Sunday?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm loving it. I'm here for peace challenge.
No, I just said yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. No, I'm hearing this freestyling, so I'm going to have to put that, you know, on my, write that down on my list, because that has to go. I love that freestyle, that the one that was just done, that was awesome.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed the show. I just had to, you know, shout the brothers out. I am enjoying this.
Praise
yes, ma'am. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in.
Yes,
ma'am. And that's our sister Cassandra. Sister Cassandra, tell us about your show when you're on.
Okay, well, I'm on. Actually, I have a show tomorrow. I'm going to be with Brother Akbar. And, you know, he's coming on talking about the inauguration and Dr. Martin Luther King. That's tomorrow. And next week, you know, it's going to be a music extravaganza on my show, Blog Talk Radio. Call me, son, is what you would type in. But it's Sister Cassandra Presents. And I'm having these mighty soldiers, a couple of them that you have on tonight. And,
yes, ma'am.
A lot of great artists are going to be on that show, as well as some poets.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm trying to bring it, sis. Like you're trying to do, I'm trying to grow up and be like you, Sister Gitchy.
Wow. Thank you, Trim. Thank you, Trim. I'm a reflection of my sister. You better know that. You better know that.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. And you know what, y'all, I'm going to sneak this in right quick because my friend Herb is on the phone. Herb, your mic is live, even though I know you might not say nothing, but you can't come in and give your homie a shout-out, bruh. But much love to you, black man. I love you. He's been my friend for over 30 years, and he's always listening in the quiet, in the dark. Herb, you going to come in and say something? Nope, he's not going to say nothing. But that's cool, though. He got my back. That's my baby. He got my back.
Praise be to Allah.
All right.
So, if that's it, we're gonna close out with a song by Sierra featuring Missy Elliott. This song right here is called Work. All right, something
in the
better to close out this
week. When the song come on in the club, put it up, turn it up. When the song come on in the club, put it up.
Thank you.
Brother Arvin's dropped. I think he's back. Brother Arvin, are you there?
I'm back.
Okay, yes, sir. Well, listen, I want everybody to know this is Brother Arvin's first time hosting the show. So y'all got to rate him as a host now. Did he do good or did he flop? What'd he do? What'd he do?
He did great.
All praises due to Allah. Yes, sir. And we and Brother Gat then got off the phone telling me bye in the inbox or something. I'm like, you better call back.
Sound like you back on.
Okay, listen, before you all go, please tell us one more time where we can find your music. If you are performing, give us the dates and the location of where you're performing. And if you have something coming up that is going to be released, please give us that information. So we're going to go to the queen first, Sister Akilah.
Yes, ma'am. You can get my music, a free download at www.nihanda, that's N as in Nancy, E, H A N as in Nancy, D as in dog, A dot bandcamp.com. So nihanda.bandcamp.com, and I'm planning a showcase for March 9th, which is actually my birthday. And so, inshallah, I will have a show that time in Houston, Texas, and the location is still to be announced. So look for me on Facebook. Nihanda is the Queen Muhammad, and I'm sure I'll be posting the location for that performance for March 9th. That's pretty much it.
Okay, and Nihanda, let me ask you something, but it's not too personal. Who are your parents?
My mother is Sister Angela Muhammad. She's actually from California, but she went. So she moved to Texas, and then my father is Brother Dirk Muhammad. He's actually from Baltimore.
That's why I say, I remember when you were born.
Wow.
I remember when this baby was born. I'm talking about in the womb. Yes, your mom, Sister Angela, she's real tall, wear glasses.
Very, very tall.
Yes, and we know who Brother Dirk is.
Right.
Okay, I thought that was you. Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you, sister, for coming on to the show. And we really appreciate you. We support you. We love you. And I'm going to tell you personally, since I've known you since you were in the womb, I am so proud of you, proud of you graduating from Howard University, and just proud of all the work you're doing. And I love that skit you did, the things that an MGT might say. I love that. That's my favorite skit.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. And come on, Brother Shirley, where you at? Shirley always has it. Shirley.
I'm right here.
Oh, you know, I just like calling your name. I just like Shirley.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead and tell us where we can find your music. If you got anything coming up, if you got any release dates.
Oh, well, okay, well, no, there's no release dates right now for the new mixtape, but you can find my album, Bowtie, on SoundCloud right now. You can find it on SoundCloud as well as my single, Keep It On Deck. You can find that on SoundCloud. There's no shows right now. The only thing I got upcoming right now is next week's interview with Sister Cassandra. She's blessed me to be on her show, so I'm looking forward to that. And that's it for right now. For any updates, Sister Kitchen, you're going to be the person, though. You better believe that.
All right. You need to find me on Facebook.
I think I did already.
Are we already friends?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we are, yeah.
Okay, well, you need to hit me up on the inbox so I can promote what you're doing.
Okay, absolutely. You're going to have in the next few days. You're going to have everything you need.
Okay, and somebody might have their computer on, or you outside or something. If you have your computer on, please turn it down because it's providing interference. All right, and Gat Turner.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want you to know you got a brand new fan tonight. I'm ashamed to say it, but you know we stand on truth. I had never heard your music before. I'm sorry.
That's
But I love your music. You got a new fan. I got a new workout song, and I gotta go find that song you freestyled. And I am just so honored to have had you on tonight, brother. So tell us where we can find you, find your songs. You got anything up and coming? What's going on with you?
Okay, well, yeah, you can go to iTunes and you can find my CD. It's called The Dead MC Scrolls. But you can also find me on SoundCloud as well. I got a mixtape on there. It's called a Matrix Mixtape. I just recently released a mixtape collaboration with a brother from Milwaukee. It's called the Kilwaukee Experiment, in which we're talking about, you know, situations and things that's going on in the city of Milwaukee, which are definitely relative to what's going on in Chicago, Houston, and every major metropolitan city of where we at. And you can find that at datpiff.com/GatturnerKilwaukeeX. So that's what's going on with me right now. Pushing my mixtape and doing a little trap.
That's what's up. Gonna see you at
Sandy's
Day on stage?
Well, you know, brother, if they invite me, you know, I come for sure. You know what I'm saying? I like to come to see, you know, you brothers do y'all thing, tell you the truth. You know, to me, it's like y'all time.
Much love, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, I'm going to let Brother Armin close it out, but we're down to, like, the last 2 minutes. So if anybody want to say anything before the last minute, any shout-outs you want to give or whatever, go ahead, and I'm going to let our Vince close it out. So let me tell you all now that I thank you. I'm honored by all of your presence. I love you all. Keep doing what you're doing. May Allah continue to bless you in all of your endeavors, and I'm looking forward to seeing some of y'all, all of y'all, at Savior's Day. So if you hear a woman with a real big mouth, that's me.
Praise be to Allah. Well, I just want to say I was honored to be on the show, and I really appreciate you all. And you keep doing what you're doing, sister, pushing that truth over the airwaves.
Oh, yes, sir. This is y'all radio station. I'm going to tell everybody. I'll tell everybody when they come on here. Anytime you get ready to do something, anytime you need something to promote it, please know that the Nation Building Movement Network is the Nation of Islam's network dedicated from me to the believers. So if you need anything, hit Brother Arvans up. I keep saying Arvans. Arvans, or hit me up in my inbox. You can find my number on my page. Anything you need help with, please. Do not hesitate to contact me.
Thank you.
All right, that's excellent. We're going to close out the rest of the few minutes of this show with a nice little song from Chris Brown and Busta Rhymes, right? Close out with a little bit.
Turn up, yeah. We can do anything, walk into anywhere and buy anything. I be chillin', I ain't worried about anything. Rock out now, I can have everything. Yeah, yeah, I can have everything. Yeah, yeah, I can have everything. Yeah, yeah, I can have everything. Rock out now, I can have everything.
Every single time I get up in the building and I touch it and I get it popping, you can never stop it. And I love it, got a mugging, and they wondering on how much does it when I black it, every hood and every shooting, and I'm fun and making everything they want to bring it back, and they rub it, make it up, and then they pop, and they don't put up in the cover, see the way I got no shit, and I'm gonna run in front of it, I'll be getting on the beat, and I'll be down, man.
I want to see y'all do that on YouTube.
Let me keep willing the devil with the flow, let me show you the devil, really mix it up.
Yep, I'm a slow it down a little.
Nah, I think they better me to flip it up.
Kill em.
Switch it up, about to pitch it up, I want to see your bottles in your hands, let's get it up.
Oh.
Put the money all around until I get the ground, I'm making sure they whip before you pick it up.
Woo.
You know, it's kind of dead. I had to step up, all up in the spot and really lift it up.
Damn.
It's when I'm bustin', hitting and I throw a little pop in the street and sniff it up. And she knew that when I come, I hit it up. I kill it till it's trying to get to sippin' up. You need to better know that I can do anything that I want. So ready me knowing how I
give it up.
Yeah, we can do anything. Walk into anywhere and buy anything. I be chillin', I ain't worried about anything. Rock out now, I can have everything. Yeah, yeah, I can have everything. Yeah. Yeah, I can have everything.
Why not
now? I can have everything.
All right, I'm gonna let y'all calm down for a minute and get y'all shit together. yo. This is what I need y'all to do. Clap, 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 clap. Let's go! Okay, come around, so we put it down just a little bit. All of them heavy, y'all already know exactly what they do. Somebody better get the crown when it's fit. Hurry, make sure you polish it a little before you bring it to me while I like it down with another hit.
You already.
And you ain't even got a hash when you already know another bang is what you're gonna get.
Yeah.
Better bounce with them, taste of us like magic when it gets spread, pressed out. And if you're really with me and you're ready, let's go. Rapping it like we on a metro. Y'all already know I kill anyone, anywhere, anything from the very intro. And I eat the most everything. And you should've knew that from the very get-go. Get-go.
Yeah, yeah, we can do anything. Walk into anywhere and buy anything. I be chillin', I ain't worried about anything. Rock out now, I can have everything. Yeah, yeah, I can have everything. Yeah, yeah, I can have everything. Yeah, yeah, I can have everything. Rock out now, I can have everything.
Watch them closely how they walk on how the God delivers. Now we blackin' in this bitch until the police come and get us.
Watch it, you can see
the conglomerate. Who's f***ing with us? I could sh***ing fart on the beat and kill a couple niggas. Everybody know what the f*** it is.
True.
And then I bang him and I beat him in the head. Now I do it till I split a couple wigs.
Wow.
And you know that when I got him and I hit him from the bottom, you don't want any grilly though. And I'll be doing anything that I want. It don't matter where we at, I'ma let it go.
Yeah, yeah, we can do anything. Walk into anywhere and buy anything. I be chillin', I ain't worried about anything. Rock out now, I can have everything. Yeah, yeah, I can have everything. Yeah, yeah, I can have everything. Yeah, yeah, I can have everything. Rock out now, I can have everything.
Alright, alright. Now that it seems like everybody's f***ing with what we doing over here. Let me see everybody do it again. Clap, 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 clap.
Let's go, let's go.